joined by Senator Orrin Hatch.
We have a number of things to talk to you about, Senator, but we thought we'd ask you right from the beginning about your thoughts about the passing of the LDS President Thomas S. Monson.
I'll bet he is really, really happy to be reunited with his family and others up there in those holy realms. And I knew him well. He was so kind to me and just one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. And so I wish all of his living family members the very, very best. And they should be very, very pleased with his life and what he did for all of us.
Senator, if we could quickly move on to your big news that you had yesterday, your plans for your retirement for 2018. What led you to this decision?
Well, you know, I will, at the end of this year, I will have been in the United States Senate 42 years. And I've had a lot of people, including the president, pressuring me to run again. But I just feel like it's a good time to hang them up. We've got some excellent people waiting in the wings, I hope, especially Mitt Romney, if he wants to run. I don't know that he will, but, I would certainly feel good if he did, and if our folks in Utah would support him. But there are others, too. I know our distinguished congressman from up north has certainly told me that if I ever hang him up, he might run himself. So there's some really good people out there who can do it, and I feel good about it. So, and frankly, I'm getting up there in age where I want to spend a little more time with the family. I want to show Elaine more love and affection. I've shown her plenty all these years. I'd like to just show her more consideration.
Now, this may be a stupid question, Senator, but what made this decision so difficult? We had heard from you in the last election cycle that this was going to be your last term, but then it became a difficult decision. What made it such a difficult decision?
Well, the president is very close to me. I'm very close to him. He wanted me. I wouldn't say begged me to stay, but came close to that and wanted me there because he knows that I've been totally supportive in almost every way of what he's trying to do. And I can say that, you know, the people elected me to a six-year term, and one of the most important things that I've always campaigned on was accomplishing tax reform. And last year was the year, right at the end of the year, we finally got tax reform done. After waiting for 40 years for me to be in the position to get this done, it would have simply shortchanged Utahns for me to have had make an announcement that would, you know, sideline me from this debate. But it is very hard for me to imagine anyone suggesting I should have made myself a lame duck before we passed tax reform. So I stayed there and rammed that through. And, of course, as chairman of the Finance Committee, that's one of the reasons we got it done. It was the right time for me to retire. We just passed historic tax reform, so I feel great about it.
Senator, a lot of people assume that you have made kind of a gentleman's agreement with Mitt Romney. Perhaps you called him before making this announcement. Did you, in fact, make that phone call? And if so, what was said in that phone conversation?
No, I didn't call him before I made this announcement, but I did call him a while back and explored with him what he had on his mind. And I won't discuss what we discussed, but, there's no question that he loves Utah and wants to support Utah any way he can. And I'm hopeful he'll run because he would be just fine, and he would certainly be somebody who I think could succeed me and do a good job. We haven't spoken in the last few days, but if Mitt decides to run, he knows he'll have my support. But that will be his announcement to make, not mine.
Can you hold just for 1 minute, Senator? Just 1 minute?
Yeah.
We need to check traffic and weather. We'll come right back, and I want to ask the senator about what his next steps will be.
809. Let's get another check of Triple Team Traffic brought to you by the retirement planning experts at Mountain America. And back to you, Andy.
And Brian, a little bit of good news along 215 South Belt. Looks like they've cleaned up the crash at 280 East, heading over from Union Park towards 280 East. So the South Belt back to normal traffic. Still have a crash blocking the ramp from North Temple and I-80 Redwood Road, that area on the west side of Salt Lake City. To go on from that ramp over to northbound 215, the crash is still completely blocking the ramp. So people getting on at Redwood will only have the option to go on to south 215 instead. Eric?
I-15 still very slow right now between American Fork and Lehigh because of a crash that's over against the left barrier. They've closed down the HOV lane. This is right at Lehigh's Main Street, basically. But the backups extend past Pioneer Crossing and now starting to shift towards 500 east in American Fork. Heather?
We have slow traffic southbound 15 between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake City. That's pretty much your only delay on the major freeways through Weber and Davis County. It's the city streets in Roy, Ogden, and Clearfield that are now pretty busy. The Utah International Auto Expo, January 12th through the 15th at the Mountain America Expo Center. Test drive over 40 vehicles right at the expo. Go to AutoExpoUtah.com for discounts. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's see the weather forecast for the Wasatch Front. Today we'll have hazy skies with the highs about 43 degrees, 25 degrees downtown.
All right, we want to go back now to Senator Orrin Hatch, who joins us on the KSL Newsline. Senator, just a moment ago I asked you about Mitt Romney possibly running to fill your Senate seat. I did want to ask you a follow-up question, though, to Mitt Romney. He has been very vocal against President Trump. I know you have been very praiseworthy of the president. How do you feel about possibly supporting or endorsing someone to replace you in the Senate who has been so vocal against our president?
Well, to be honest with you, Mitt was an opponent of the president, and he feels very deeply about it, and Trump would have liked Mitt to be closer to him. But I believe that Mitt will speak out. If he runs for Senate and gets elected, he would speak out when he needs to. But I think he'll support the Republican agenda, and I think he'll wind up supporting this president too, because the president has grown tremendously in office. I know him very well, and I can tell you this man has really done a terrific job, and his kids are terrific. They're doing a great job for the country too. His wife's a wonderful person. So I think Mitt will take all that into consideration, and Mitt is a person who I think will acknowledge that the president needs support now, not overt wrongful criticism. I think people make a lot of this drama, but there are a lot of important things that Mitt and the president agree on, and I think they'll find common cause.
In your video announcement yesterday, Senator, you said that the next chapter of your public service is just beginning. Can you give us any idea what that might look like after you leave the Senate?
Well, I still have a year to go.
Yes, I don't want to shouldn't skip past that.
And in my office, a year can mean a lot, especially where I am, because I'm chairman of the Finance Committee. So we have lots to do, and people know that I'm going to do a lot because I've passed more legislation than anybody in history. And a good legislation, by the way. So I don't intend to be a shrinking violet, nor do I intend to, be a big mouth back there either. I haven't been either. But I'll continue to play a role, and I want to ensure Utah is taken care of. I've always done that, and Utah has been well taken care of in my 42 years.
Yeah, Senator, as people look back at your career when you retire in 2018 this year, what do you want people, especially not even just here in Utah, but around the country, to look back and say, oh, Orrin Hatch was most famous for this, or he's going to be most remembered for? What do you think that will be?
Well, there's so many things that I don't know that I can just dwell on one, but you can go back. If there's one thing I want to be remembered for, it's for bringing people together, for finding common ground with people who saw the world differently. Or see the world differently, and bringing everyone together in support of the best path forward. And I've been known for doing that, and I've been known as the one guy who has brought both sides together time after time after time. And yet, whenever I've had to take on a battle, it's a ferocious battle. They know doggone well it's not going to be some simple little thing, and I'm not going to roll over and play dead. The reason my relationship with people like Ted Kennedy and Henry Waxman, the very liberal but powerful member in the House, raised so many eyebrows is that we were so different, came from very different backgrounds. But we were able to come together to achieve common goals. And each of them, Ted Kennedy and Henry Waxman, we began our service together with them pretty much despising me. But in the end, they became best of friends, even though we would get in horrendous fights from time to time. And people would stop and watch those.
And we know you have a busy morning, Senator, after making the announcement yesterday. We just want to say thank you for giving us this time, and we hope you have a wonderful day, this busy day, after making the announcement that you will not seek a reelection next year. Thank you, Senator Orrin Hatch.
Thank you.
Well, thanks to you guys. We appreciate you. I appreciate the kindness you've shown me over the years, and you do a very good job, and I just want you all to know that I care a great deal for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Senator.
You, Senator.
Senator Orrin Hatch with us the day after hearing that he will not seek another term there in office.